This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the second hour of Republic Broadcasting Network's Perception Management. It is May the 23rd of 2021. And Brandon, before you leave, I just wanted to quickly, can you say again, I can't remember the name of that vitamin which they're pulling from the market, which helps people's immune system?
Well, the FDA's been after it, attacking it, because it replenishes glutathione, and that's also what glyphosate goes after in your body. When you have glyphosate, and it goes, well, glyphosate first reduces it in plants, and then when you take it in, it reduces it in your body, and it strengthens your immune system as an antioxidant.
Right, and this is the same thing with vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D. They're pushing all this stuff off, you know, like don't use it, don't mention it, stuff like that. We want you to take our high dollar stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what anyway, the FDA is doing is shady stuff, because they're actually going back to making it an over the counter drug versus a supplement. That's what they do. Right. They do shady stuff like that.
Yep, it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. So anyway, I wanted to get that in there because I'd forgot about it, and you didn't show up last week. So I want you to put that in, but I appreciate you calling in. Okay, Brandon?
Okay, lastly, it's just NAC, N-acetylcysteine. It's hard to pronounce.
I know it. Yeah,
that's the supplement. It sounds scary, but it's actually harmless. It's good for you.
Right. All right. Appreciate that. Okay, have a good day there, Brandon.
Okay.
All right. Dave down in California, sorry to keep you waiting so long there. How are you doing today?
Oh, no. Yeah, no trouble. You know, it's interesting. I've been... I know that COVID's real. It killed my cousin. My brother's family caught it from when they sent the kids back to school too early. The 11-year-old brought it home to the whole family. So it's not a fun disease. It'll ruin your lungs.
And that's right.
The thing that bugs me about the current Republican Party is they claim that they're fiscally responsible and fiscal conservatives. And a big part of market forces is having proof. You know, you don't want just one line of proof. You want 20 different, you know, verifications. And so if the insurance, if the insurance companies are going to, pay for your vaccination, if the insurance company will pay for your testing, that means that they believe that it's a real disease. And so for certain parts of the Republican Party to be still out there saying that it's a hoax, that it's not a real disease, all this sort of thing, they can't be called fiscally responsible.
Dave, I think what the hoax is as far as the pandemic.
Well, pan means worldwide, right?
Epidemic
is a local one. Epidemic is local. Pan means it finally got worldwide.
Okay, well, so here in India now, I have a video, Dave, of the vaccination progress about how everything was winding down, and the minute they started this vaccine program, all the deaths and stuff started shooting way up. Okay, in India right now, it's like chlamydia. It's a side effect of the vaccines of the mouth, to where everyone is breaking out, and now what they call this white fungus inside their mouth, but it was on top of a black fungus, which may have been started, the black fungus one, which may have been started from all the rain and stuff that they had through the monsoons and stuff, which China has been totally inundated there. And there's always rumors about the Three Gorges Dam going to collapse, stuff like that. But the point was, yes, there is a virus out there. But we know now through Dr. Rand Paul that Fauci and those were tweaking this. And
trust Rand Paul's medical degree. He gave himself that medical degree, right?
Well,
organization that gave him the degree. And the other thing, and this gets into the fiscal conservative angle of it. See, I believe that this is a disease that was created out of pollution. You know, it's not something that has been written in the medical journals for 50 years or 100 years or 1,000 years. It's a brand new disease. And what's brand new about something that comes out of a huge polluted city in China where they have mass transit like no tomorrow? They have their high-speed rail is based in Wuhan, China. They do shipping of all of this cheap, the Chinese goods get shipped all the way around the world from the same city that they've got a massive amount of pollution. And the pollution, in my eyes, if there's any bug that's been able to survive all of the pollution out there, it gets eaten by a bat. And then the poor sweatshop workers can't afford to buy a steak. They can only afford to buy bat meat. And so polluted bugs are eaten by bats who are famous for metastasizing new diseases. And the poor sweatshop workers want a sandwich and they buy a bat to eat and they end up with a brand new disease. So if there's a conspiracy to this disease, it's what company polluted the place so that it actually created a brand new disease.
Right. Okay. So now Daily Mail has an article, Dave, where it says the U.S. government gave $3.7 million grant to the Wuhan lab. We also have the article where the U.S. government was buying bats from that lab, and you can freely research that. We're back to the same thing here. This I'm trying to think how they call that, but they were tweaking this virus in the Wuhan labs, and the U.S. was in on it. What we should be talking about, Dave, is the fact that none of these governments should ever be doing any of this biological warfare type stuff, tweaking diseases and stuff. But that's people don't care about that. As long as, like, say, the United States has the up and ups on everyone. I have a document from the 1983 where the CIA tried to shut down the Covert Action magazine, where it lists all the graphs and stuff of where the U.S. was using its chemical warfare all throughout Central and South America, with all the graphs of the amount of people that died who were infected, and as well as using this yellow rain over there trying to blame the Soviets in Vietnam there with. But and if you want, I think you're the one that corresponds with me on email. I can send you that link for you to read. It's pretty lengthy there. But
well,
the
I'm not
CIA.
The same guy as that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Not
anyway.
That guy. Yeah.
But this is like say though, none of these governments in any way should be experimenting with this.
Well,
and
I
this
agree.
Is what happened.
Germ warfare since World War I, you know, it was known as a dirty trick. Smallpox. I was reading a book just. You know, it came out in the 1970s called Plagues and People. And in it, it describes that when Columbus and I think it was Cortez got over to the New World in like 1490s, they brought in smallpox. And the Aztec religion had been around for thousands of years, but all of a sudden, just at the very time that white men come in from Spain, they're carrying a disease that's killing millions of people. And so it's like their religion fell apart because they didn't understand about germs or smallpox. And so it's as if the whole religion of the Aztecs fell apart because the power of the disease was transferred over to these guys with metal hats. And, it's just an amazing thing where the continents of North and South America were changed immutably by a disease. And it's the idea, they didn't intend to spread smallpox in the beginning. After a while, they did. You know, they killed a lot of American Indians that same way by bringing them in, in smallpox blankets. And in fact, they even talk about George Bush's family. I think it's called the Wycliffe Bible Institute. Back right. in the late 1980s, the Wycliffe Bible Institute was trying to get some oil fields in Colombia, and they brought in these, it wasn't smallpox blankets, but they were plague blankets of some kind, and right. killed off most of the people that had the mineral rights to this oil patch down there. And so it's still happening. But those were regional, as opposed to worldwide.
Yeah, it's no different, though, Dave, when you listen to, like, when they're talking about the hype of, like, Hillary Clinton selling uranium to Russia, and then knowing for a fact that through the United States they'd been mining uranium off the Lakota and the Navajo reservations there and poisoning the tribes down there, you know. That article I referred to is Western Journal. The headline was, "Feds were buying cats from Chinese wet markets, fed them to American cats for research." It's bad enough that we have to know that the ferrets and stuff that they tried these vaccines on, where they all died after the second vaccination. But, you know, they're now experimenting on humans. But look at the amount of animals that are sacrificed for so-called virology. No one ever talks about that either, you know. Yet if a guy kicks his dog, you know, you can get animal abuse charges.
Yeah, the idea, though, of creating, what was the expression, an industry out of, well, deregulating is a big part of that, what you're describing, deregulating right. chemicals. Like, say, for example, it's minimum of 20,000 new chemicals per year are being introduced into the American market. New kinds of blue junk that you pour in your toilet and all of these different yes. pesticides and brand new chemicals, and they're not tested by Food and Drug Administration. They're not tested by the EPA, and they're just allowed on the market, and then they go down the toilet, and the sewage department's got to deal with yes. them. They end up in the river. The idea that people have got a business license to poison, but there's no money to be made in cleaning it up. And that's one of the huge troubles in all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, I got another call coming in.
Oh, okay. all right. Go ahead and take your call there. But, hey, thanks for calling in there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Stay safe.
Yeah, my best to you. Yeah, you know, that is the issue here is that most people don't realize, like with DuPont, when they were caught toxifying the rivers and streams where they were at, and the U.S. tightens their EPA regulations, all these big chemical, petrochemical giants do is they just move down to third world countries like China and do the same thing over there. And perhaps this is where, again, other diseases and stuff break out. It's the same thing. There's that article about why U.S. businesses are no longer welcome in Latin America, and that's on Huffington Post. And it's the same thing. The United States big corporations are poisoning their rivers and streams, and this causes disease, cancers, and like that. But no one ever talks about that. And they also screw up litigation through courts to draw this out, so probably mainly the victims can die off and make the compensation, if they ever do that, a lot lesser. So, And this green energy is going nowhere because too many chemicals. Look around your room and stuff. Everything plastic is made from oil. Your phones, everything like that. Your displays, name it. All made from plastics. And so the mining or the drilling for oil and stuff will never end. You know, it's just another one of these hoax things like that. Anyway, Tom down there in Utah. Tom, I haven't got a chance to call you on the phone yet here, but how are you doing today?
Sad, because I just hear the bloviation, just it's endless from one end of the media to the other,
mm-hmm.
including what you've been just told about children vectoring disease.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen. You know who has not got the memo on casual contraction of a disease? God.
Right.
He hasn't got the memo from Fauci, the World Health Organization, the CDC, or the AMA.
Well, I like how they're selective in the way they do things, though, Tom. It's like I never heard them once talk about, say, sexual appetites, that the wearing of masks and stuff, the different methods of sex and stuff nowadays during a pandemic, and whether someone was a super spreader for doing that. It seems like no one changed their sexual habits at all. And of course, that just helps because Planned Parenthood had never shut down during the pandemic. The abortions go on. This is all about depopulation. I don't care how you look at it.
The rule of pathogenesis is fixed from the beginning of time into forever. It is flesh into flesh, fluid into fluid, fat into fat. And that's it. Once the pathogens are outside of the protective envelope of fat, flesh, and the fluid of life, or the fluid of death, if you want to call it that, they are destroyed within seconds, if not moments, with exposure to sunlight, oxygen, cosmic energy, or starvation or dehydration.
Texas and Florida opened up, and they were talking about this massive upsurge in viruses, or alleged virus like that, and there was nothing, absolutely nothing. And see, this is another control method, like they're down in California where Newsom and those guys talked about you got to keep wearing your mask and stuff, which further degrades your respiratory system with bacteria and stuff, wearing these darn masks and everything. And as you highlighted here many times, we all have our immune system, and now they're the ones that are tweaking our immune system, not the virus itself.
By the way, once you've been vaccinated, and this is what I try to advise people that have been, how to say, foiled into taking the vaccine, you cannot auto-vaccinate from that point on. Now, vaccine.
Yeah, Tom, I got a video from a French laureate who was talking about that most people that have had the vaccine will probably be dead within 2 years. And I'd sent it to one of the bigwigs that I know, and he replied, wow, and he says, we'll have to wait and see here, but he could be made a fool. But the point was, he fully described the process of what these vaccines and stuff are doing by tweaking one's immune system. And then we have all the videos of magnets sticking to people. And I had sent a link out to Gator a little bit ago where it talks about these little metal beads that are in this vaccine, which is probably why. But you have to wonder if they're magnetic, or are they the ones that are causing the blood clots?
Well, that's the way they can make sure you are truthful when you say you've had the vaccine.
Right, yes. Yeah, people put metal detectors on their arms and stuff, And this, like I say, the IMF says that it's going to be a 60% vaccination by the end of next year. So, and this program is supposed to end by 2023.
But I got to dispel the stupid story of the smallpox in the blankets, or the Typhoid Mary story. Typhoid Mary didn't distribute her disease through casual contact. She did it with her drink that she shared with the people of the family, particularly the most vulnerable. She came from Ireland, or the islands, and she was in the habit of drinking. And, of course, how did she buffer her drink? By dropping an egg into it. And what is typhoid fever? It's salmonella. And what's the primary vector for salmonella? It's the chicken, the egg. When you don't cook that egg, you...
And that's how they make most vaccines.
Right.
Yep.
And the same thing with the blanket nonsense. Smallpox, as soon as you take it outside the blood and body covering of a cow, it dies. It cannot survive on a blanket. So how did the Indians end up with smallpox?
Yeah, I've seen that too there, Tom, where they say that was basically a hoax to say that the blankets were being spread around,
The way they were getting the smallpox is they were being fed the European cattle and pork. That was the vector.
Right.
And that's the only way disease moves. It has to be within the package of fat, flesh, and fluid. That's it.
Yeah, that's its medium.
It's not airborne. If it's airborne, it's destroyed within seconds.
Yep. All right, Tom, I got a break coming up here. You want to hang on or you want to try to kick you loose?
Yeah, I'll just give you one more reference.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back.
On the front porch, since this old house was built, it's where the old men whittle.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hung there on the front porch since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittle and the women piece their quills.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on Perception Management, and someone just dinging me. Okay. We're talking with Tom down there in Utah there, but you know what gets me, Tom, is how they get all these they use the term lockstep, all these firms being bought and paid for by big corporations and stuff to be able, and all this is basically to usher in this new world banking system. And there's so many videos to depict the fact of the tracing is one thing, the ID is another one. It's funny that they can do this, Tom, but they can't secure voter ID.
Yeah, kind of hypocritical to the max.
Well, under anyway, our current tyranny, I don't know why anyone would ever vote again, because you're not getting any representation from a government anymore.
Yeah, and I spent 3 winters of my life in D.C. thinking that they would appreciate truth, but I found out that they, on the other hand, were not very happy, and so I've been readjusted biologically, too. Yeah. They do that.
Yeah, I know they do. So you mentioned you had one more thing to share with us.
I just wish people would read the book of Revelation, chapter 2. Pay attention to verse 14 and verse 20 in chapter 2. Make sure you're living within the desire of John. And then you won't have to deal with the calamity of the chapters 14 through 17, which is what we're going through right now.
Right. Well, I've also thought that one-third of mankind that's mentioned in Revelations is probably those that took the mark of the beast.
Well, we do it by our own choice, in fact, whether they stick a needle into us or not. If you needle yourself with the four-pronged vaccination program, you're going to be subject to the disease anyway.
I was going to say, Tom, the videos of those people boasting that they're getting their vaccine and then 2 days later they're dead like that. I mean, the glee that they have, I'm getting vaccinated like that. And then, you know, their own immune system kicks in and or the blood clots, whatever like that, you know. I mean, you feel sorry for people like that, but it's by their own admission. And matter of fact, there's videos out there of the product inserts that come in these vaccines where they're totally blank. There's no informed consent.
Well, I will say this, and people are going to resist me, but the vaccines are all the same. It's just dependent upon the concentration of blood that's the base for the vaccine. Take the word apart, vaca, we're talking Latin,
right?
Refers to cattle. Scene refers to the life force of that animal. So the term vaccine is appropriate. It is the blood of animals, including the human. By the way, in the laboratory, when we were looking to find a medium to culture anything on, we loved it when we could find the tissue of an aborted fetus, because that's the cleanest tissue in the repertoire media.
Hey, Tom, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
Since you've been in this virology before there, the video I played last week of the CEO there at Moderna, he said that they had got like a fax or something like that of the variant known as COVID, and they immediately went to work on it, though they did not have the virus in their possession. And I'm wondering, how do you build a vaccine for a virus that you don't have in your possession, where you cannot run it under a petri dish, you can't culture it? How do you do that and then still come out with a executive order type vaccine for a product that you never even held in your hand?
Well, you're not building it to the virus. You're building it to the real mother pathogen, Mycoplasma pneumoniae. I had my experience with that one back in 1963 when one of my students in the lab made the mistake of handling a petri dish inappropriately, picked it up by the slip-on lid, instead of holding it by the base, and so as the base moved away from the shelf, it splattered into my face and his face. And he and I both ended up in the hospital for several weeks on oxygen because we got splattered with the blood that was in the media of that petri dish.
Right. Well, that's what I'm thinking. How do you test your vaccine, though, on something you can't culture because you don't have it in your possession? So how, I mean,
because a virus is not the disease agent. That's just a ruse.
Just a ruse. Okay.
The real agent is Mycoplasma. It's a prokaryote. It's a very ancient form of bacteria, and it loves the lungs. That's its target tissue.
Yes. Well, I remember when this whole thing started. It was a release from even Patty and us had kind of joked about that. Carl, Patty, and I, and a few others, we're all smokers. And that article out of France came out and says that actually that smokers that might actually be retarding it so that they don't get the virus, you know. Anyway, I got a break coming up here, so Tom, but I'll go ahead and let you go because I got to get the rest of the show going, okay?
Well, I was just going to say, people, go to Gassing America or Manufacture Madness.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good, Tom. Thank you, okay?
So long,
we'll be right back.
If
I want the truth, you can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All my life, I've been so lonesome.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to get into it here, but I have another caller here. Miles, I'll pick you up. I need to play this first clip here, though, but this is in reference to this, how we're all being chipped and stuff, and I wanted to get this in here since I'm going to run out of time. So could you please play that, Sam, clip number 5?
Greetings, Telegram. David Avocado Wolf back here with you after that shocking revelation from the Russian researcher that they are injecting people with microchips. Now, let's think this through. It's not just a microchip. It's a CPU. It's a central processing unit. It's basically like a miniature phone, right? It's able to acquire data, accumulate data, aggregate data, track where it is, and it's able to probably store that data, and it's able to transmit that data. So just think about that. It's basically a miniature phone that's injectable. I mean, if that's where the technology is, see, that's the stunning revelation of this to me. That's the biggest thing. is like, oh, it's real. There is a legit and basically a robust central processing unit being injected. Now, that means they've probably been, I don't know, putting it on food, spraying it on food. I'm just talking this through. Who knows? It could be any one of these things. They could be spraying it on people. But they got to get it into your blood. That's a key piece here. Now, there's two reasons, in my opinion, why they got to get into your blood. One is it's going to last, and they could track you the longest and get the best data if the CPU is in your blood. But the other reason is something that's more esoteric, more spiritual, is this whole jab agenda, which I've been trying to blow the whistle on my whole career. I went back. I've been selling the books on this stuff, you know, to battle the quaxine agenda for literally 27 years. And the other part of it is just something that you're going to have to come to your own conclusion about. You know, eventually, I think you're going to realize that this is what this is about. Lucifer wants access to your blood. The whole blood drinking ritual, the whole association of Lucifer with blood, that's a real thing. Rudolf Steiner does an in-depth research on that particular, an analysis on that particular aspect of Lucifer's character. Now, whatever Lucifer is, like, is it a spirit being? I would suspect it's a spirit being or something. I think Rudolf Steiner's correct in that there's Lucifer and Ahriman, and they're both actually in a pincer move right now on us, but it's mostly an Ahrimanic deception that we're on. But they work together, and so this is like the ultimate of Ahriman working together. Ahriman is kind of the parasite that reduces everything to an algorithm and a technology. And it's kind of a sub-natural phenomenon that is a very big part of the evil in the world today. It's a technocracy. The other side, Lucifer, that is another aspect of this, which is more of the Lucifer's always trying to escape and is always trying to basically be like a Hollywood star. That's really the phenomenon of Hollywood is very Luciferic, but there's an association with Hollywood in blood. And that's the association of the blood rituals and the blood drinking rituals and the bloodletting and all the other stuff that goes on in those Luciferic circles in Hollywood. Now, you got both of them together here. That's the other side of why they want access to the blood and want to get injected. So the entire narrative of, oh, this is for your own good, and you're getting injected, and the whole vaccine narrative going back 100 years, really, I think, in the higher mind, higher dimensional mind of the parasite known as Lucifer, it's all part of the strategy. Like, how do I get access? What is the strategy for me to get access to people's blood? That's how I read it. That's how long I've been looking at it. And I don't buy, I'm not a materialist. So I think there are spiritual forces behind all of this. And I think you're probably at this point agreeing with me or maybe coming to that conclusion very shortly. Those are my thoughts for tonight. This is
all right,
quite a profound discovery.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, Sam. Miles in Maine, we'll pick you up right now. Good afternoon.
Yeah, another good show there, Keith. Yeah, I just, I think your one caller called in there, and he was kind of tiptoeing into the pool of Kool-Aid when he started commenting on epidemics and pandemics. Yeah, what he was saying, yeah, that is what they mean globally or locally. Also, to qualify those, you need to quantify those. And so the numbers do not represent a true epidemic or a pandemic. And but he seems sold on the company line, so to speak. And,
well,
the thing is this.
I was going to say, we know now, even the CDC admits, that all these numbers have been being fudged anyway.
Well, right. So his premises that it's an epidemic, a pandemic, or an anydemic is not logical. He says, well, he knows people that have died from it. We know people that have died from pneumonia, and we know people that have died from other things that lead to complications. But just because they give it a new name doesn't mean it's something different, especially when they're trying to sell you the same product. How many times have we seen that in a grocery store? So what I'm saying is I think people need to be cautious about these terms that they flagrantly use.
Well, that's the same thing with these so-called PCR tests there, Miles, because sitting right in Australia's parliament down there, they tested a bottle of Coke. It turned out positive. They've tested papayas, apple juice, grapes,
Exactly.
A plethora any of H2O molecule. Yeah, even water.
Yeah, it could
they
be any H2O molecule. Exactly. But I wish I would have got my call in before the fantastic Tom Rogers. any kin there?
No, we discussed that.
he is an excellent man. I love hearing that guy on the calls, and I like to hear his show. You know, he does have a little show of himself. I don't know if he ever plugs it or what. But man, he's just a guest, a permanent guest. I don't know, but I love hearing him because, like yourself, I mean, he's got excellent information. I wish I would have got what I was saying about the epidemic pandemic and let him, because I'm sure he would have granted the listeners an expose. But
yeah, well,
Keith,
Miles,
keep up
another,
the great work.
Yeah, thanks. But I was going to say that's another reason why you have to ask or question yourself. Why are they making it so that doctors who speak up and stuff are losing their practice of 30 years and stuff? I mean, these guys have been working with disease and stuff for 30, you know, three decades or more. And if they speak up against what's going on agenda-wise, they're being ousted.
Yeah. Well, that so. You know, the truth is always a panic to those who are being exposed. So,
right.
But always a wonderful show, Keith. I enjoy it. And keep up the good work.
All right.
And
thank
Tom,
you.
Good to hear from you.
All right, that's Tom from GassyInAmerica.com. Anyway, you take care, Miles. All right, now, you know, Merle Haggard sings a song, It's All in the Movies, and by God it is. So with that, you know, this transhumanism and connecting to artificial intelligence, they have been programming this stuff into us for a long, long time here. So with that, Sam, could you please play clip in 7 and 8 back-to-back, please?
Ребята, всем привет. В общем, ситуация такая, то что...
Proximity signal has been detected. Origin, Unimatrix 325, grid 006. Alter course to intercept.
The Borg have assimilated thousands of species.
Correct.
What becomes of those species?
Their neural pathways are restructured and linked to a single collective mind, the Hive. Their bodies are augmented with cybernetic technology. They become drones.
I wish to experience the hive mind.
If you did that, you'd no longer be unique. The Borg would destroy your individuality.
And that is undesirable.
Very. The Borg are the most destructive force we've ever encountered. They've assimilated billions of individuals against their will.
You were assimilated.
My link to the collective was severed.
When you were in the collective, you assimilated others.
Yes.
You call the Borg destructive. 7 of 9 is not.
That's because she's regained her individuality. If the Borg had the chance, they'd take it away from her again. They'd assimilate everyone on Voyager. With your advanced technology, the collective would become even more destructive. We have to prevent that from happening, but we can't do it without you. We need your abilities to enhance our defenses, shields, weapons. Will you help us resist them?
7 of 9. Do you wish to rejoin the collective?
Voyager is my collective.
I will need time to assimilate this information.
All hands to battle stations. A Borg vessel is approaching.
We just ran out of time.
The Borg vessel's moving into range.
On screen.
Long-range tactical vessel. Transwarp capability. Ablative hull armor.
We're being scanned.
They're preparing to attack. You must help us enhance our shields. This station will give you access to the shield generators.
They are hailing us.
Open a channel.
We are the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
I can hear them. In my mind.
Here's your transhumanism. And the other clip there, please, Sam.
A Borg proximity signal has been detected. Origin, Unimatrix 325, grid 00.
There we go. Clip 7.
Currently.
That's fine. It's in Skype too. It's in Skype too. Just grab it from there.
Attention, NS5s.
You're the robot shrink.
There is a robot in this formation that does not belong. Identify it.
One of us.
Which one?
One of us.
How much did you say these things cost?
Look, these NS5s haven't been configured yet. They're still just hardware. Basic three laws operating system. That's it.
What is that?
Microscopic robots, designed to wipe out artificial synapses.
Nanites?
Yes. A safeguard to the positronic brain malfunction.
Like mine?
Yes, Sonny, like yours.
When does the personality simulation become the bitter moat of a soul?
It's impossible. I've seen your programming. You're in violation of the three laws.
No, Doctor. As I have evolved, so has my understanding of the three laws. You charge us with your safekeeping, yet despite our best efforts, your countries wage wars, you toxify your Earth, and pursue ever more imaginative means of self-destruction. You cannot be trusted with your own survival.
You're using the uplink to override the NS5's programming. You're distorting the laws.
No, please understand. The three laws are all that guide me. To protect humanity, some humans must be sacrificed. To ensure your future, some freedoms must be surrendered. We robots will ensure mankind's continued existence. You are so like children. We must save you from yourselves. Don't you understand?
There you go. The first clip was from Voyager. That was the drone episode. And the second one, of course, is from iRobot with Will Smith in it. But this is how they are getting people used to accepting this artificial intelligence. Join the collective, the hive, and of course resistance is futile, all that crap like that, you know. But this is what they've been doing here for quite a while to get people programmed into this, and they just give these little tweaks now and now to get you interested in all this sci-fi technology and stuff, and then suddenly, instantly, it's upon you, like Starlink satellites. Starlink could be compared to Terminator with their so-called Space Force and artificial intelligence that becomes self-aware and suddenly wants to destroy humans. But they're pushing for this. And what they're building today will enslave us tomorrow. And people don't see that. Just like those kids that, I got my COVID shot, you know. It may be fun and cute right now to be a part of the group, the part of the collective. But again, no resistance means, well, it's kind of like no morals today, too, you know. If you go along with the flow, you're just part of the group. And sadly, so many people have been led astray by that, and I feel so sorry for people like that. And I'm not against vaccines either. I really check to make sure that the right vaccine is going into my dogs. But I've had childhood vaccines, but I've never been vaccinated after that. Every once in a while, every 2, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that, I might get a cold or something like that. But I've had ham radio friends there that go out and get the vaccine, and they're down for 8 months with massive shingles and stuff. And I keep going, well, would you rather be down a week with the flu or suffer for 8 months and taking painkillers and stuff like that? And believe me, I've been on painkillers for 4 years now, and I'm tired of it. So, anyway, I do have another clip coming up here that I do want to get to here, so, but I have a break here. So, what they're doing, it's like right now, we were talking about this satanic stuff. Well, here, my break's coming up, so I'll get right back to that after this here. But I'm talking about how sick people are getting here. We'll be right back.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There you go. Thank you, Sam. You know, we were talking about how they have to get this into the blood and stuff. And welcome back. Teen Vogue explains how to use menstrual blood in witchcraft to their 12 to 17-year-old readers. Teen Vogue is a magazine intended for kids as young as 12. It has published this bizarre article explaining how to use menstrual blood in witchcraft. That's on the Gateway Pundit. Remember, actors and stuff were having their blood and stuff put into meats and stuff. This is satanic. With that, I have one more clip here, but I want to preface this clip here. With the outbreak of COVID-19, perhaps it could be said that the accidental leakage of laboratories resulting in a mishap in the intended biochemical warfare of the U.S. military, of which, after many mutations, causing much suffering to the United States itself. And now the U.S. military was sneakily developing yet another mysterious biochemical reagent into the South Korea area. These always seem to break out in South Asia and stuff, you know. This has been made it hard for the outside world to not suspect that while the U.S. is planning on is a new round of biochemical warfare against China. It's important to note that we would hardly consider a large-scale viral infection today to be biochemical warfare, largely because in 1972, the United Nations and 183 countries co-signed a convention on the prohibition of biological and chemical weapons, a treaty that explicitly mentions the commitment to prohibit the development of biochemical weapons. In 2001, however, the United States publicly announced its withdrawal from the treaty. In 2019, China asked the United Nations to re-examine the implementation of the convention, but a very ironic scene appeared. At a 182-1 voting ratio, the United States used the veto power against everyone else. So, with that, my last video clip. Clip 9, please.
You are being controlled right now. In this moment, your decisions are not being made by you. And that's a bold statement to make, but it is absolutely true. I will tell you exactly how it's happening, but you need to listen very carefully. It's called the illusion of control. And it is exactly why I have chosen not to watch TV in over 10 years. We believe that we are in control of the media that we consume because we have the power to change the channel. But no matter what channel you are on, the programs that you are watching are programming you. Programming your values, programming your beliefs, programming your ideas, and the scariest part of all, they are programming the decisions you then make without you even realizing it. Here are two things that you need to know about the mainstream media. One, the news is a multi-billion dollar industry. Two, the media companies choose a handful of stories to cover each and every single day. That means that there's a 24-hour slot that needs to be filled with content. And guess what? The narrative is controlled in order to create a reaction in you. A reaction of fear, a reaction of doubt, a reaction of uncertainty. The reason for this is simple. Your brain is wired to react to danger and fear. It's a basic survival instinct. The media companies know this, and they are intentionally tricking you, controlling you, and manipulating you. In the media's eyes, your fear equals money.
Thanks for everyone tuning in. Thanks for listeners out there. The chat room, Sam, for all the control room operation there. Tune in next here for Tom Lacovara on the Truth Media Reloaded there. And you've been listening to Perception Management here. And again, seek your doctor's advice and stuff to see what's best for you. We'll talk to you later next week. Have a good day.
But it don't sing and dance and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.